Unit 4. Referrals. Situational Dialogues. Dialogue 1.
Hello, New Century Company.
Hello, this is Jack, and I was referred to your company by Professor James White, principal of the Commercial College.
Really? Can I help you?
Professor White said this is a great company, and you just need a sales representative.
Yes, we do.
On my graduation from the City Commercial College this fall, I am very desirous getting a position which will offer me an opportunity in the field of trading. I should like very much to work for you, and I sincerely believe that I can serve you well.
Well, would you look to come here to have an interview tomorrow?
Of course, I would like to. Thank you very much. Dialogue 2.
Hey, Mike. You like upset. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, actually there is.
Okay, what's it?
First, this has to be in strictest confidence, strictly on a need-to-know basis.
Of course, no problem. What can I do for you?
Well, you know I'm not really happy with Jason. Working for a drunken bully isn't much fun.
Yes, you've mentioned that before. Are you ready to make the move?
Definitely. I've got to get the hell out of Dodge. Have you heard anything?
No, nothing special that you should know about. But there was something a while back. It's kind of old now. But I haven't heard that they solved their problems. They might be interested.
Great. Who is it?
I can't say. But let me make a call and see if they're still interested.
I shall be forever in your debt, kind sir. Is it doing the same as I'm doing now, or perhaps a step up the food chain?
Actually, it is a step up, but I think you can handle it. And that's all I can say.
Got it. Let me know or give them my number. I'm ready to deal.
I will, but like I said, this is an old message, and it may not be good anymore.
I appreciate the effort, kind sir. Dialogue 3.
Mr. Mike, does a recommendation of the university play an important role?
Yes. In fact, the recommendation letter written by the university is an indirect self-recommendation. In the long period of cooperation, the university has established good relationship with the companies or organizations. They trust each other well. If your university recommends you, you can be approved more easily.
But I find that most of the recommendation letter written by universities are the same, so I doubt its authority.
More and more persons have the same discoveries since most universities do that in order to save energy. If your university also does like this, you can look for other methods, because such kind of recommendations say nothing for you.
Could you tell me whether or not I send out my resume with it?
It depends. If it has something special or useful, I suggest you send it out. Dialogue 4. Come in, Jason. Have a seat. Thanks for faxing me your resume and coming in on such short notice.
No problem. It was my pleasure. Thanks for taking the time to see me, Mr. Hilton.
Well, I had to see you after the introduction Marcia gave. You seem to have impressed her quite a bit.
Well, we did seem to hit it off pretty well at the interview.
She was impressed, and I can see why, just by reading your resume. However, I do have one problem with your experience.
What's that?
Well, you've done a lot of building management, but you've never worked for a management company. How do I know you can handle the pressure of a job like this?
Well, it's true. I never have worked for a management company, and I don't have experience with the meetings end of the job. But I have done everything else, and that's what the client needs and wants. I can take care of business for you.
Well, to be frank, I do need someone. The only reason why I haven't advertised the job is I'm trying to talk an old friend into taking it. But it looks like she's going to retire.
Well, that works out for me. If you advertise and interview, it will be 3 to 4 weeks before you can have a man ready to start working for you. And, from what Marcia tells me, you need someone right now. You can't afford to wait a month or more. I'm sure you know the reason why I'm here is because she is very unhappy.
I know that.
Frankly, Mr. Hilton, not only can I do the work, I can hit the ground running. And I'm ready to go with a minimum notice to my present employer.
How much notice do you have to give?
Well, I would feel uncomfortable with anything less than 2 weeks. I don't like where I'm at, and I like my boss even less, but anything less would not be fair to my coworkers. It would create a mess for them to clean up.
All right, that works for me. Why don't you plan on starting on the 1st of next month? That's 2 weeks and 2 days. Dialogue 5.
Hi, Tony. Haven't seen you for a long time. How have you been?
Okay. Expect I've been looking for a job for days, and I haven't found one yet. It's so hard finding work these days. Have you had any luck?
Yes, I've got a job. A waiter's job in a restaurant.
Are you well paid?
Well, $5 an hour. But I can keep the tips. That comes to roughly $40 an evening.
Not bad.
Actually, there's still another opening. If you are interested, you'll surely get it.
That's great. I'll go there right now and speak with the boss.
There's no rush. You can see him tomorrow. I've told him about you. He promised to give you the job.
That was nice of you, Jenny. Thanks a lot.
Think nothing of it, Tony. I'm sure you'd do the same for me.
Could you tell me a bit more about the work there? I mean, those do's and don'ts. I'm a green hand, you know.
First of all, you must be punctual. You should be there before 5 p.m. so that you will have half an hour for preparation, changing clothes and things like that. Then remember, you should smile. Smile to your customers all the time. Never pull a long face, even if you feel awful that day. Anything else? Oh, yes. Never argue with your boss. Learn to say, yes, sir.
Be a yes man, you mean?
You may put that away if you like. Don't worry. You'll have no problem.
I hope not.